going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Cajun Cannon, the Saints busy today, getting two picks in the fourth round. I want to get your first thoughts on the Oklahoma linebacker, Danny Stutzman, now a member of the Black and Gold.
Well, I'm just as excited today as I was yesterday. The players we've taken so far are going to have a big impact on the Saints for years to come. Even more what we've done, we're excited about the quarterback. But look at the quarterback we took. Okay. The quarterbacks on our roster right now, we still don't know about Derek Carr. How many games have they won in the NFL?
That's a big zero.
When Jeff was talking, and I'm going to talk more than Deuce didn't want to talk about it, but if you're comparing the Saints to the Cleveland Browns, man, they got freaking Joe Flacco. Oh, Bob, wait about the old man. All I know is the last time Cleveland went to the playoffs, it was a couple of years ago, Joe Flacco was the quarterback, a Super Bowl winner. The Saints don't have that kind of stability. So, I don't know. We might be picking a damn quarterback again next year. Until proven differently, I think it's going to be the same song and dance. We might end up, I think we'll be picking in the top 10 next year. But there's nothing wrong with that. You got to have patience. You got to look forward to the future. And then it might take, they might work out, it might not. But you can't give up. And then we might have to pick a quarterback next year. You never know. But I'm telling you, when I look at Danny Stutzman and I look at Quincy Riley, I think that's two players.
Bobby. Can I stop you right quick?
Yeah, you can go ahead. I can talk a lot after.
No, I'm going to let you talk because I'm going to go over here and cut the video right quick.
Okay.
But I want to know where Bobby Hebert is, because if Bobby Hebert liked yesterday's picks.
I like a lot better today.
And he likes today's picks.
Better.
Somebody is wrong. Something is going wrong. I want to know where Bobby Hebert is, because Bobby doesn't like.
No, I didn't say I didn't like it. It's like different variations. I think if I can look at my crystal ball, how are they going to contribute? I'm just telling you, how are they going to contribute? I think Danny Stutzman is going to contribute on the level like Jack Campbell is going to have opportunity like he contributed with the Lions coming out of Iowa. If you look at Danny Stutzman, look at his, he ain't no little cat. He's going to knock a snot bubble. I can tell you that right now. 6'4", 242, he's coming downhill. I like his size and strength. Going to translate immediately to the next level. He will need seasoning to develop. He's perfect. He's a capable coverage defender. But he should be able to start early in his career. I truly believe this. I was reading where I run defense. Aggressive movement downhill to take on blocks. One of the few in this class who can constantly disengage and clog the hole close to the point of attack. So we're not giving up 5 yards a run, and we're giving up 3.8. I kind of like that. Isn't Demario Davis older? Yeah. Pete Warner and all that? So I think this is a no. No. It's a win-win situation. I don't know how he could not succeed. Now, and he has a chip on his shoulder. I didn't know this. I thought he's probably Oklahoma country boy. Mm-hmm. Mike telling me he's from Florida. And he's all ticked off. The Florida schools overlooked him, whether COVID was involved and all that. But all I know is that means he has a chip on his shoulder, and it's a real chip. So he's going to prove teams differently. Now, like I talked about his size. He has the NFL-ready frame and kind of intensity and nonstop motor. Who doesn't like a nonstop motor every team wants to have at the heart of its defense? He's a sideline-to-sideline defender on every down. He's a vocal leader who can rally his teammates. I don't know. He just sounds like a football player. Now this could work against him at times in terms of keeping constantly low pad level. He's 6'4", 242. That's a big guy. Von Johnson, even. I remember the Dome Patrol with Sam Mills. That was a big son of a gun. You know, a low man wins, and that pad level. So looking at that, I think, can he be a three-down guy? I don't know. I think he has an opportunity to be a three-down linebacker, but I know he's definitely there on first and 10, and they're trying to run at you. To put him in that regard. Now, he needs to refine sometime his tackling approach. And you know what he gets? I don't want him in the game if we play in man coverage and pass coverage. Because I told Mike this story. Very similar. God rest his soul, Junior Seau. Remember Junior Seau with the Chargers? He was a son of a gun, like unbelievable. Knocked the crap out of you. I burned his behind in pass coverage. He'd be so overly aggressive and pass coverage, and then you could exploit that. So I don't know if I want him in man-to-man coverage because as a quarterback, it's a chess match. I would try and attack him with his man coverage skills. Now, you can work on that to get better, but all the mental and physical tools are there. To me, he could become a quality starter in the middle of any NFL defense. I think we got a steal where we got him. I just think he's going to work out. You know, they don't nominate you for Lombardi Award finalist for nothing. To me, a three-year starter, Mike, he started 49 games for the Sooners. He's a throwback. Maybe I just like the throwback linebacker who makes his money in the run game. And all I know is we got to stop the run.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, he posted triple-digit tackles in 3 years as a starter. Now, again, like I said, his passing game, the limitations there. But the team's going to value him because his his run-stopping ability. And it's good, though. He does all right in zone coverage in the pass. Remember how Zach Bond sometimes wasn't so good in pass coverage? I think he kind of worked out with the Eagles, so he still can develop. But he's agile and rangy enough to drop into coverage, but more the zone concept than man, and he knows how to make receivers uncomfortable in zone. Now, he might end up getting, he hit him in the head, came across the middle. You know, Mike, you can't hit nobody and drill him Well, he might be one because he's going to be aggressive. And it's like, oh, well, I don't know. That looked like a good hit to me. But this day and age in football, you can't hit him like that. So he can knock a snipe bubble, like I said, making receivers uncomfortable in a zone coming across the middle. But when he's at his best, he's near the line of scrimmage. And, you know, you might say he's a two-down linebacker. I don't know if it's first and 10 you have in there, then if it's second and 9, I still have him in there. If it's third and 8 or 7, take him out. And then you put him back on. Like, Mike, look, one of the greatest linebackers in NFL history. Now, this is really old school, Dick Butkus. Dick Butkus, I mean, you talk about the run support, he was unbelievable. But talk about get burned in the passing game, like, I don't know, he could play today. They'd play him on first down and they take him out of the game. Right? I mean, so when you look at, so there's all different aspects in the chess match when you look at, you know, who you plug it in playing and when you give him an opportunity. But he's a football player. I'm excited about Danny Stutzman. He has the measurables. The football's a priority. And, Mike, you have a different comparison here, but I read this pro camp, comp. If he can be a poor man, Jack Campbell came out of Iowa, the Detroit Lions, had 130 tackles. And I was reading this. Now, this is interesting. Not quite as mentally savvy as Campbell. You know, like, I guess he must be real cerebral. Campbell out of Iowa going with the Lions. I mean, he might not be on that level, but he said, I was reading this about him. But the size and his strength is going to translate immediately to the next level. He will need seasoning to develop and capable coverage defender, but he should be able to start early in his career. So I think that cat's not just playing special teams. He's helping us from the get-go with DeMario Davis and Pete Werner. Now, are we doing a 3-4? Don't you look at Pete Werner and DeMario Davis as inside guys, more outside? Say, well, we need more outside linebackers. All I know is it's going to be hard to keep Danny Stutzman off the field.
You know who he reminds me of, and he plays for the Falcons today, Troy Anderson. Troy was a guy who played all over the board at Montana State.
Yeah.
They picked him in round two, late in round two.
Overachieving white boy, tackling machine.
But he reminds me there are some physical characteristics because Troy is 6'3.5", 242 pounds. And look at
they look like a linebacker.
They look like the linebacker. So that's, if you would say compare, because I think Campbell's game's a little bit differently. But Troy Anderson, who's with Atlanta today, reminds me a lot of Stutzman.
But put it this way, if he's playing every game, he'll have over 100 tackles. I mean, he's that kind of guy. You know, DeMario Davis, doesn't he always have over 100 tackles? So, I mean, you want that. He's a tackling machine. He answers the bell. Oh, this is hurting me. I can't play. Am I available or am I not available? I think that guy wants to be available. Look, he's at 125. The last three seasons, he's had over 100 tackles. The most he's had, like, 125. So I'm excited about him. I think, you know, how we've not been able to stop the run. Now, you got to have the D tackles occupying blockers. Just occupy the blockers. I'll make the tackle. I'll fill the holes. You don't have to worry about that. No, I'm excited. Because you got to pass the torch sometime with DeMario Davis. And I think Danny Stutzman will be that linebacker for the Saints to years to come. I'm not putting him in the dome patrol yet, but I think he has that kind of ability. He's a football player, and the Saints got a good one, I think, in this one. Well, when we come back in the break, I'm going to talk about the cornerback. I didn't even talk about Quincy Riley yet.
No,
I like him, too.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.